Live from the nation's capital. If it happens in America or anywhere in the world, you'll hear about it first here, right here. Now, your anchor, Lori London.
America's Radio News Network.
And a very happy Friday to one and all. It is the second day of August. And then we have Mr. Simon Cowell, formerly of American Idol and now of The X Factor. He's in the news again, but not necessarily for the right reasons. Cameras have been waiting for him. He's staying mum on the fact that he is about to become a father, apparently, of one of his very close friend's wife. The wife of a very close friend by the name of Andrew Silverman, who apparently doesn't plan to let it go quietly. Apparently, he is in the process of a pretty nasty divorce with his wife, who is now the mother of Simon Cowell's baby, as she has stated. So let's talk more about the legal ramifications of this with Steve Mindell. He is a celebrity divorce attorney, managing partner at Feinberg, Mindell, Brandt & Klein in Los Angeles. Steve, welcome to the program. We're glad you could join us.
Good morning, Lori.
All right, Lauren Silverman is pregnant with Simon Cowell's child in the midst of Andrew and Lauren Silverman's divorce. What does that mean what does it mean to the divorce that Simon Cowell's been named as a co-respondent in the filing? A lot of folks may not be familiar with what that means, but it doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good. And, you know, this is a situation where the first thing that everybody needs to understand is we're bringing more money to the table. Obviously, Andrew Silverman, the husband, decides he wants more money at the table because he wants to pay less alimony, he wants to give less property, he wants to reduce his outside risk. So the way to do that is bring more money to the table. So the easiest way to do that is to name a co-defendant there, or co-respondent. So Simon Cowell gets the number.
Now, does this have anything to do with adultery? I mean, can he actually get in trouble, or can the divorce not be in Lauren's favor because of the adultery issue?
Well, the issue really gets down to finances, right? At the end of the day, it's all about money. And as anybody, well, you having been in Sacramento and so forth, understand how California works, it's about bringing money to the table. And here what you've got going on is, if she is dating Simon Cowell, let's say that she's not even pregnant with his child, she's just dating him and living with him, that's going to reduce Andrew's obligation to pay support to his ex-wife. So at the end of the day, Andrew's team, his A-legal team, because he's a very wealthy guy himself, his A-legal team is out there trying to figure out a way to reduce Andrew's exposure. And if they can bring Simon Cowell to the table with his millions and millions of dollars, it's clearly going to mean less money that Andrew's going to have to pay.
Now, could Cowell actually be asked to testify and reveal his finances?
Well, that's one of the big things that I think everybody's looking to see. There's two ways to bring that out to the table. The first way is, if he's the father of this child, the very first question that everybody's got to ask is Simon really the father of this child? And we're not going to know that until the child's born, because paternity testing with a unborn child is a risky procedure. And for the most part, we don't do that in family law cases. We usually wait till the child's born. So nobody's going to know the end of this situation until after the child's born, and obviously that's going to be months away.
Boy, what a betrayal. I mean, obviously, I'm sure you see a lot of this with Hollywood cases, but boy, you know, one of your close friends, not only are you, you know, apparently Cowell and the Silvermans had known each other for a long time. They went on vacations together. Cowell and Andrew Silverman double dated for years, and now it turns out is he living with the woman or just impregnating her?
Well, I think what your situation is, you've got two situations going on simultaneously. Andrew Silverman's got his A team out there. He's got all of his handlers that are out there delivering Andrew's message. Andrew really hasn't spoken. Most of everything that you're seeing are just media statements that have been prepared for Andrew. So he's getting the word out exactly as he wants. His handlers are making his statement crystal clear. And so, you know, if you look on the other side, you've got Simon Cowell, who's hired the best of the best. He's got the Super A team with Marty Singer, who's represented an abundance of celebrities in this exact kind of media crisis. And so you've got Marty out there saying to the world, hey, look, not only are these statements false, but they're reckless statements. So at the end of the day, we're going to have to wait and see, did Simon really start dating her after the Silvermans broke up? You know, is he in the mix during the marriage? We're not going to know that for a couple months, I'm certain, because Simon's going to be really careful now about how he delivers his media message. Andrew took the first shot. Simon's got to clean it up.
Was it smart for Lauren, though, to come out publicly and disclose this information?
Well, again, that's another issue, right? Because she also has her own things that she has to look after. By coming out publicly with this situation, she's now going to incentivize Cal to come to the table with money for her own expenses, because she's got living expenses and she's fighting with her husband. So she's also looking for a source of money. So, you know, the Silvermans, both of them have incentives to look to Cal. But obviously, if Lauren wants to have a long-term relationship with him, she has to be very, very careful about the media publicity.
Right, and, you know, Simon Cowell, pretty big name out there. You know, you can't mention something like this and not expect it to just explode all over the place, obviously. And, you know, who knows what will happen now with that. I mean, you know, he's the host of the X Factor. He may pay child support, as you said. You know, who knows where this will go. But definitely it'll be in the public's eye if the media has anything to say about it. So it's interesting.
I think one thing for sure is that Simon wants his finances kept quiet. And so
yeah.
You can bet at this point, if there's any relationship between Cowell and Lauren Silverman, you can bet that Andrew Silverman's people are going to be putting a lot of pressure on the court to force Simon Cowell to reveal his finances.
All right, Steve Mindell, celebrity defense, divorce attorney. Thank you for being with us. We'll be right back. Stay with us, everybody. This is America's Radio News.